Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickie's seasonal favorites like A.J. Brown's Sweet Heat Wings.
Oh, Ike had them for lunch.
Chickie's Sliders, Savory Buffalo Shrimp, and more. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Jack, you're ridiculous.
I did have those for lunch.
Yes. Well, wait till you hear Jack's Twitter question here. Who is calling play in the second half, Kevin Betullo or Jalen Hurts?
Oh, come on, man.
What?
Ike,
what did.
Ike, what do you – stop. What do you think the results of the Twitter poll are?
That's a good question. I'm assuming everybody thinks Jalen started calling plays in the second half.
Right, yep.
So I go with 73% Jalen.
Holy cow. 73.8%.
Boom! Jalen.
There you go.
Didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, 73% of the people are wrong.
Yeah. So. But the offensive coordinator calls the plays.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, he called the plays in the
yes.
second half.
Yeah. Just now like he called the plays in the first half.
Now, yeah, now you yeah. can say he called a different game plan in the second half.
Yes. For sure.
Clearly he did.
Yes.
But, yeah, he's the same guy who called the plays in the first half, that conservative play calling, called the plays in the second half when they were down 26-7 after Jalen fumbled that ball. I mean, I think he got sacked. I can't even blame Jalen for that. Matt Pryor? Seriously, bro. Let me tell you this. I don't even do this. But, dude, I'm going to just say, from the look of you, you shouldn't be out there on the field starting. I mean, playing right tackle.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'll leave it at that. Just saying. Now, that's why things changed immediately when Fred Johnson came out there.
They sure seemed like they
– I mean, they saw Matt Pryor over there, and they were like –
Well,
lunchtime.
Well, because they pulled it right after the sack fumble,
yeah.
right? That's when Fred Johnson came in after that.
Yeah.
And Jordan Mailata has talked very big on Fred and how happy he was that Fred came back. And that was a huge spot for him yesterday. Didn't
huge.
Practice there.
Yeah.
Probably hardly. I mean, he said he hadn't practiced there at all.
Yeah, but
he
so,
wasn't there in training camp. He didn't.
Because he was left tackle last year.
Yeah.
When Mailata got hurt.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think he played right tackle in the Bucs game down in Tampa.
Probably did.
Maybe last year.
Lane was out of that game. You're
yeah,
right.
I'm
Lane
talking about this
game.
Year.
No, I know, but that's why I was. But he has
a good swing tackle.
Yeah, it's just like Matt Pryor was drafted as a guard. He's been a guard. You know, you trade for Fred Johnson. I know that he wasn't here in training camp, but he was here all of last year.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just thought it was. I thought it was an odd move.
Well,
I'm so used to seeing someone that looks athletic out there at well, that position.
Well, especially with the
it's
Eagles.
Not what I saw.
Line. Yeah,
it's not what I saw.
You can only trust one. Jamone Brown, 2020 Jamone Brown, or Matt Pryor.
I'd go Matt Pryor. There's no way I trust Jamone Brown to do anything.
I wonder if that is Stoutland's call.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's got to
yeah,
be Stoutland's yeah. call, right?
I mean, I would think
he's
so.
He's got
yeah.
enough cachet, I think.
Well,
they probably felt Matt Pryor's been here, so they rewarded him by going in first.
Well, and they always talk about, when we talk to Jordan about it, he always talks about as a unit and communication and those sorts of things. So clearly at this point, Pryor would have had more communication,
yeah.
knew his assignments, know the calls, all those sorts of things. But luckily, they made the adjustment.
They didn't stick with it.
No,
that's the real point.
So, You know, we spent a lot of time last week talking about what A.J. Brown said and how A.J. Brown felt. A.J. Brown felt
like a weekly thing.
Yeah, pretty good after yesterday's game. Here's what he had to say about the offense.
Me personally, I truly believe, man, we got so many good players on this team, you know, and at times, you know, you can feel like we're being conservative. I don't think it should be like that. You know, I think it should, you know, let your killers do their thing, you know, and play fast and play aggressive. I'm not saying that we haven't been, but, you know, me personally, that's what I would like, you know. Obviously, we're going to run the ball and we're going to set up the run off the pass and the pass off the run. But, you know, we have a lot of good players and I feel like you should just let us go.
Absolutely. I mean, unless the results prove that you shouldn't.
Exactly.
You know, and that's, you know, that's what they tried to do at the beginning of last year. They had turnover issues, so they changed it. But with the rest of the league focusing in on Saquon the way that they are, you just, I never understood this,
and we have, because it's our team, and they won the Super Bowl last year, and that sort of thing, and they had success doing it the way they did it last year. But I've never understood the idea of having this much talent on offense and not being the ones who dictate to the defense. Having someone dictate to us what we're going to do with this much firepower on the offense is playing from a position of weakness in my mind. That's just what it is. We're the team of strength. We're the team that everybody worries about when you look at the personnel. Well, when you make us a one-dimensional running football team that throws the ball, dink and dunk it, every defense in the league is like, well, boy, they ain't threw A.J. the ball yet. Isn't this great? Keep handing it to Saquon.
Right.
You're doing the defense a favor. So whether it's the offensive coordinator, whether it's Jalen not seeing things, whatever it may be, they need to get the idea that we are the confident, better team with the superior talent, and let our superior talent show. We don't need to be in nail-biting games every week when the other team hasn't earned the right to be in a nail-biting game. If the other team does their job and they're getting after you, okay, then you're in a tough game. But to come out with this approach that we're going to try to go hand the ball here, dink it there, and then we're handing the ball off on 3rd and 15, 3rd and 12. Like, who the hell hands the ball off when you got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and Jahan Dotson, a former first-round pick, and Saquon Barkley in your backfield? Who does that?
Every 3rd and long.
Yes. No other team would do that in this league. So I hope what yesterday showed them over there is that this is what you have the ability to go out and do. This is what you have the ability to go out and do. This idea that we're going to play to not turn the ball over, that's playing scared. That's what it is. It's playing scared. What are you scared of? If Jalen throws an interception in the first quarter, so freaking what?
Yeah, Matt Stafford threw an interception in the first quarter.
So what?
They were on the verge of winning that game, right? You know,
yes.
Guys throw interceptions.
If you're the Cleveland Browns, you got to treat every possession like it's your last possession because you don't know when you're going to do anything positive. When you're the freaking Eagles, you can be like, come out aggressive, and if things aren't working, then you can dial it back. You can dial it back. But the idea of we're going to come out, play it close to the vest, and then if we have to start throwing the ball, we'll throw the ball. Come on, bro. That's why your receivers are frustrated. That's what you heard from A.J. That's what you heard from A.J., and I agree with him. Let your dogs eat. Let your killers eat. Let them eat, man. Feed them.
The phrase "throw it when we have to" has to be retired.
Yeah, you got
to
get that out of here.
It has to be retired.
Well, they got to stop being so scared about 23 happening again with Jalen turning the ball over the whole time. Like, he won the Super Bowl, like, not playing that kind of game. Like, playing the afraid to lose
game. And I'm not saying he needs to be reckless, but there's a difference between being reckless and being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
He has a sort of conservative approach because he don't want to turn the ball over. So he's not going to be reckless for this. His recklessness comes from holding on to the ball too long.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Like, that's where sometimes his recklessness comes from. It doesn't come from him throwing in the double coverage or trying to make plays he shouldn't be trying to make. He does the right things with the football the majority of the time. We got to take him out of this box where we got to sort of like we're guarding against him making mistakes. Like, that's what you do with backup quarterbacks when they come in to play. You don't want them to lose you the game. You don't do that when you got Jalen Hurts as your starting quarterback and you got a healthy A.J. Brown, a healthy Devontae Smith, a healthy Saquon Barkley, a healthy Dallas Goedert, a healthy Jahan Dotson. I don't know. Like, again, I'm not looking to place blame on anybody. I'm just saying I hope that second half was a wake-up call to everybody over there that this is what we can be. And all he did was throw for 220 yards. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take 220 yards.
Yeah.
30 pass attempts, like what was he, like 22 or 30, something like that, with 220 yards? That's fine.
I think the other thing that I want, and you said everybody, I want him to learn from, I want the coordinators to learn from, I want us to learn from, is that there weren't guys running wide open when we were hitting those passes in the second half. We have to get past this thing where we think open means 4 yards of separation between you and your defender.
You're rarely going to get that.
If you can throw the ball where it is supposed to be in front of the receiver, if you know what I mean? Let him catch the ball on the run and make a play.
Which, by the way, he had a couple throws yesterday where I felt the ball should have came out quicker and out in front of AJ or what have you. But, again, so what? Like quarterbacks are going to miss throws sometimes.
And if every
like that's going to happen,
if every misthrown ball became an interception, we would see a lot more interceptions in the NFL than we see.
Right.
And if it if you try this next week and you try and it becomes a problem, then you can reassess just like you did last year.
Yes.
But learn the lesson from the NFC Championship game and from the Super Bowl. Give the team a chance. Give Jalen a chance to become that team that we saw offensively, and not go back. To go back to what we did last year, because I don't think it's going to work.
And a lot of people will try to put this on Petullo. I'm not going down that road. Like I said, I think he was the same one calling the plays in the second half. Well, what you saw was a more sure, confident offense being ran. You give your playmakers a chance to make plays, to throw to AJ over the shoulder, one-on-one. Again, one-on-one, I'm throwing the ball to AJ. I trust AJ's going to catch the ball versus anybody else catching it. So there are times you can just – it's about ball placement, right? Like, A.J. wasn't wide open on that play over his shoulder coming out of the it was the play before Dallas Goedert scored.
Yep.
He wasn't wide open, but where the ball was placed at, he was the only one can get it. He's the only one that can catch it. That's what you need. You need more of that stuff, man. And, every game doesn't have to be nip and tuck when the other team isn't necessarily earning – that. I thought yesterday, hey, there's no way this offense brought 20 yards at the half. Are you kidding me? 20 yards at halftime with this offense?
By the way, there was something that Donovan
20 yards of total offense with this offense at halftime.
That was something that Donovan was good at too, putting the ball where only the receiver can get it. It's the reason that he had such a low interception rate. Wasn't because he didn't throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Wasn't because he held on to the ball. It was because he put the ball in a play. Now, sometimes the receiver couldn't get it, but at least the defender couldn't get it as well. And I think they would be better off learning lessons from yesterday's game.
Jalen still hasn't turned the ball over, right?
He has. The fumble.
Okay, he had that yesterday. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Has not thrown an interception.
Has not thrown an interception,
But he fumbled yesterday.
Yeah, the one yesterday,
215-592.
I was going to say three games, no turnover, but he got the one. One that was on Matt Pryor.
I'll take it.
No, that's one Matt Pryor. That's Matt Pryor.
Yeah, and one turnover after three games. That's fine.
Exactly.
It's fine. Even if he had two. Even if he had two. If it means we're going to score 10 more points a game, let him turn the ball over. You know?
I agree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Don't fumble your old drafty windows.
Come on.
Get them out of here.
Never a doubt.
Like that old conservative offense. You know, you need new windows. You need new doors. There's only one place in the Delaware Valley that's been doing it for decades, helped out thousands of people around here. That is Gaida. Right now, a great time to do it as well. First of all, you're going to do it before winter comes. That cold air comes through those old drafty windows. But right now at Gaida, the buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. For every door window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Get a window, get a, you know, a sliding patio door at 50% off. Get a window, get another window at 50% off. The more that you replace, the more that you're going to save. If you replaced everything in your home, half of it would be 50% off. You can start your project with no money down at Gaida and take up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This is a limited-time offer. Restrictions do apply. Call 877-GO-GAIDA. Get all the details. Get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
What the hell? What?
You don't remember the What's Up Guys?
I do. I didn't know you all were jumping in.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's a big win.
Any opportunity.
Come on. Get with it, man.
Say what's up.
What a game.
What's up?
Yesterday. Those Georgia boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just need to pull those three into a room and be like, listen, okay, you guys want to stay together? What we need to do to make it happen? I know that's not the way it works, but it would be nice if they could.
Did Nolan do anything?
No, but
yeah, I actually didn't notice him. Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't heard much, but so try to keep the band together.
Yeah, keep the peace.
Not always doable though. The blocked field goal, the AJ Brown. Now, what was the year that Jalen Hurts had all those turnovers? 2022 was it?
23. And the beginning of 24. Yeah, the end of 23, the beginning of 24.
2022, one of the quotes that AJ and Devontae had was, if we don't get the ball, nobody gets the ball. And that's what I saw yesterday with those two. That and the willingness to open it up a little bit. That was seeing AJ, him running mad. Absolutely, like it got me pumped up.
Yeah.
If you could imagine that block field goal, baby girl was taking a nap and she had just woken up and she's sitting there trying to play with me and everything. Like, hold on, then one timeout and then two timeouts, and her and I watch it and we're both jumping for joy. She wants to go to an Eagles game by tour. She got to wait a few years for that.
Yeah, you don't want to bring them too long.
Yeah, she's about to be four, so I gave her till about seven, I think. But she's excited. She did great for the Phillies game this year. Jack, you have a pass with everything with Jalen, because I know you're being a little grumple stiltskin today with how the Phillies played this weekend.
I'm fine.
I am a little bit, too.
That's all good.
Yeah, we knew that series was going to suck. Could smell it from a mile away.
It's a darn Diamondbacks, man.
I know.
All right, we're not talking about
it. Not after that win yesterday.
Yeah, not right now.
Dude, all right. So,
give Big Baby David some love.
Yeah, listen. No, you're all good. No, it was this morning, you know, we talk about Eagles elitism.
Yeah.
The morning show was talking about Castellanos for like 3 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And Seth, love Seth, came in with the, we're taking this team for granted. I was like, well, we can't get 5 seconds on the Phils. You know, I
mean, you started talking about the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. It stops the camera in his tracks. And just says, we got to appreciate what we're watching here. I'm like, right. Come on, man. And then they'll have to kick the Phils while they're down.
Positive right. Seth.
Positive Seth, man.
Positive Seth.
And appreciate what we're watching.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, and I didn't even listen earlier, but I wonder how Seth felt about the first half of the game.
Yeah, I don't.
He said there was a lot of defensive mistakes. Like, just.
So he didn't talk about the offense.
I don't know.
The offense literally had minus 1 yard passing at halftime.
Yeah.
But he's talking about defensive mistakes.
Sloppy defensive mistakes.
Well,
the only touchdown the offense scored came from an interception that Zach Bond got.
Yeah.
In the first half, they gave us field position right there.
Yeah.
And then I scored the one touchdown.
See, this is where we can't.
Well, there were two halves yesterday.
There exactly. Yeah. So I'm saying, to be fair, you can't just focus on one half without talking about the other half.
Well, if you want to talk about the other half, that's fine. I'm not allowed today. Jack certainly isn't allowed.
No.
Maybe after 4:30.
I say that when I hear that he said we don't. When you say appreciate the wins,
appreciate them. Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. I don't think everybody was in an appreciative mood
at halftime.
Yeah, or midway through the third quarter.
Yeah, yeah. There wasn't a lot of appreciation.
I heard a lot of booing in the stadium.
There was a lot of booing. A
lot of booing yesterday.
And rightfully so.
And rightfully so.
Deserved to get booed.
When AJ caught the ball over his shoulder and like bobbled, whatever.
Yeah.
The crowd pan was amazing. Every fan was like, there it is. Just do that.
It was a very good Philly cheer after the AJ Brown
catch. Oh, they were on one yesterday.
Very
great
good Philly
crowd team. Game yesterday.
Yeah. The you know, so defense, they start blitzing again in the second half again, which, and you mentioned a minute ago that you didn't really hear Nolan Smith's name yesterday. Zadarius Smith, after a really good game last week, I actually
he drew attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
a little bit worried from a get pressure on the quarterback. If we're gonna have the blitz to get pressure on the quarterback, that's fine. It's just it's not something we did very often last season. And now this is two straight games where we're not getting to the quarterback, so Vic has to scheme up some blitzes. It didn't even seem like those worked all that well. So the defense played well in that they instead of giving up touchdowns, they gave field goals. They had some big
that
plays
was huge.
In there, but the Rams were able to move the ball.
Sure.
You know, so
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing we got to get accustomed to, and I know it doesn't feel good because we obviously have a rooting interest with the Eagles, but we don't have but one dynamic player up front. That's Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
And he needs to get in tip-top shape to where he's playing at a dynamic level. Other than that, it's going to be schemes. It's going to be schemes and missed assignments on the offensive side for us to get pressure. Because that's just where we are. I mean, I love our young guys, but they aren't dynamic pass rushers at this point, right? They just aren't. And then when you look at our back end, there's been something shown on tape from the first game that people are taking shots deep on us. And they've converted on a few of them. Reed Blankenship out of place again yesterday on a deep ball to Devontae where you let him stack you for that touchdown. So, listen, Vic is going to have to work his magic right now. He just is. He's going to have to work his magic. These guys have great potential, but you're going up against an offense like Sean McVay's. He can counter whatever you do.
Yeah.
He can counter whatever you bring. He can counter it.
I thought they got lucky. This has sort of been Sean McVay for the last few years. He's not in those fourth down situations where – if I were a Rams fan, I would want him to be aggressive. I would want him to be one of those teams that but he doesn't. You know, he settled for field goals yesterday, punted maybe when I wouldn't have. And I think we caught a little bit of a break in that sense. But yeah, moving forward, it seems like this defense, there's going to have to be a lot of Vic Fangio this year on this defense because we were more talented defensively last year than we are this year.
Man, you had Isaiah Rodgers, who's going to be Defensive Player of the Week this week. You had Slay, and you had CJ GJ.
Yeah. And Sweat.
And Milton Williams.
And Milton Williams.
Yeah.
215-592-94.
Oh, we got Jordan Davis, man.
Oh, we got a new Jordan Davis.
Oh, man.
So he was running over 18 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Do you think you could run 18 miles? Now, just to give perspective, here's how fast 18 miles an hour.
Yeah, not right now. I couldn't do
it. 18 miles an hour, if you ran for a full mile, would be a 3-minute, 30-second mile.
Yeah.
Which would break every record ever made. He was running pretty fast, man.
Yeah.
He was running pretty fast. All he cared about was that end zone.
But I tell you, the most impressive play was the one where he ran Stafford down on 3rd and 2.
Yep. Yes.
Huge play.
That reminded me of
the Josh Allen
play he did against Buffalo a few years ago when he ran Josh Allen down from picking up a first down, I believe. No, man, Jordan Davis has been a pleasant surprise, and I just hope the big fella can, you know, keep his conditioning in its proper place and stay focused. And man, this is what they envisioned when they drafted him.
Yeah, I mean,
like, this is what they envisioned they would be getting.
He plays like this the rest of the season. He's going to get himself a big check.
Yeah.
Whether, you know.
Although he is set to make 14 next year.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Do you think that he had any idea what the spread was as he was running down the field?
Oh, what a cover. For the cover. What a cover.
Dude, you're so right. I don't think he did.
No, I know.
But what you love is he wanted to score.
Yeah.
Most guys, even myself, would have probably just dove on the ball. Game is over.
And the game, no.
Game is over with right there. Like
everyone in the crowd's like, I got minus three now.
Yeah, like, well, no, once he picked it up, it's like, oh, we going to cover. We going to cover.
Well, Jordan Davis helped me make
Jordan
Davis helped me make $111 yesterday. I know I'm not allowed to give him a cut of it, but if I could, I would. All right.
How about that?
215-592-9494. Continue to talk about the huge win. A lot to get to. We still have to talk about all the special team stuff, the Kevin Petrullo, Jalen Hurts thing. We haven't heard from what – we haven't talked about Saquon really at all. So 215-592-9494. Coming up at 3:15, you will hear Nick Sirianni's day after press conference, and we have a great montage coming up next. Who put that together? Who put together the montage?
It was Louie.
Was it Louie?
Yours truly.
Buzz put it together? It was actually good, Buzz.
Wow. Yeah. Huge. Wow.
Yeah, because you had to compliment it, and then you learned it was me.
Well, maybe we won't play it then.
Yeah. It's actually sucked. Yeah. Louie put it together.
Yeah, Louie. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies in South Philly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.